Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy almost Friday, everybody. Friday Eve. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday. This Saturday, I wanted to mention Scott Caparo's show one more time. He's at Flynn's Cabaret in Felton on Saturday. So if you're in the area and you want to check out our friend Scott, it was nice of him to stop by. A little bit whiny today, but other than that, we're looking forward
to today.
Well, you know, especially whiny today. God, thanks for kicking him out. That was nice of you. Do you already kick Rudy out?
I did.
Rudy he's got to be kicked out? Yeah. Great. So Rudy's coming
up. He's happy.
Yeah. It's like, great, I can go on with my day. My entire self-worth is not based on being on your show. It's good to know. Sorry, Scott. So we'll peek for the week in just a second. First, though, caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, gets a family four-pack of passes to California's Great America and gets in the running for the grand prize of four gold season passes. So you can visit California's Great America all season long.
Yay.
Oh, is this the... Let's hear this. Well, the singing stopped.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Great
America.
No. Oh. Here we go. Oh, boy,
I don't expect
more.
Anything.
Okay. Call 97-800-400-3697. Call now.
That same number you'd be calling is also where you can text us at. Here's a couple. 408 says, Scott was on point today. Vin, are you going to see him in Felton? Is Flynn's Cabaret the old Don Quixote's?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've only
Don
been
Quixote's
to Felton
I've been to.
Oh.
Oh.
That's where I saw that Michael Jackson cover band.
Oh.
That
oh,
like
maybe
10
it
piece
is.
Cover band.
Uh-huh.
So Flynn, you think Flynn's Cabaret might be the
I don't
same
know
place?
At all why they would have switched the name.
He says it's a steakhouse was Don Quixote's.
No, Don Quixote's is a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, mm.
And a bar.
That makes sense.
And I have a big stage and the band that I saw that night was excellent.
This does off Highway 9 or on Highway 9.
Yeah.
We'll see if Don Quixote is still a thing.
Whatever. If Flynn's Cabaret gone. Steakhouse. That's where he's going to be. Enjoy him.
All right.
415 says, he never stops talking. It's so annoying.
Oh,
209 says, I love when Scott is on.
Well, it does. The pendulum does swing back and forth between texters, doesn't it?
510, the burrito talk is killing me. I'm on a gluten elimination diet, and I'd kill for a good burrito.
Aww.
Have a burrito bowl.
Yeah, just have the bowl. No. Tortilla.
They're actually better anyway.
Oh,
you just
no
take
way,
a
man.
Big spoon and shovel it into your head right there over the sink.
I just love the chewy give of a tortilla that's done just right. You
use
know,
the dish towel to wipe your mouth real quick there at the end and be on your way.
I tear off pieces of it so that there isn't too much in each bite. You know, I got to have a little there and then I have a little tortilla left at the end.
Don Quixote's was Don's.
Flynn's used to be Don's.
Yeah, Quixote's sold.
When I look up the image on Google Maps, it pops up as Don Quixote's.
Ah.
It looks nice.
510 says, Polly should be more accepting. Then people can have relationships with other lifestyles. I'm asexual, and it is great that my partner has others to turn to.
Who's Polly?
I have no idea.
Are you trying to say Edson?
I don't know.
People? Are they trying to say people should be more accepting? Polly.
Maybe.
And we were talking about Polly Purebred earlier.
And I understand different people need different things or want different things, but if I'm going to be in a relationship, then I want to bone you.
Yes.
You know?
You're my person.
Like, we can be bros. We can be buddies. We can go have a sandwich. Probably we won't, though, because I don't really hang with other people like that. But, you know, that for me is the way I look at it. Like, if I'm in a deal, then I want to bone you.
Yeah. We have kids, a house. I'm sleeping in the same bed with you.
Right.
I'd like to throw it in once in a while.
Right.
I don't know. Something.
No, you can say
balled
that.
Up piece of paper into a trash can. I don't know. Throw it in. Don't be nervous. I got you. I got you, because I'm the queen of knowing what'll fly.
Right. My boyfriend just came back from a 2-week trip, and we had the best sex. No kids, no pets, nothing to distract us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My younger son's nickname was Radar. He would always show up just as things were getting started. FTR.
What's that?
For the record, I think.
That sounds right.
It's not always the wife. It's been more than 10 years, and it's not the wife that's not wanting sex. And
yeah,
there's not a darn thing wrong with me, except that I've been too long in my marriage, because clearly he's a roommate at this point. Harsh? Yes. But after years of therapy and lots of promises and no changes, it's time for me to go.
Whoa.
Yeah,
it is.
It might have been time 10 years ago.
Life's too short.
I agree. You got to be happy. Mm-hmm. Find yourself someplace happy.
Yeah, and someone who wants to do you.
Yeah.
That's like part of the thing, too.
Mm. You want to feel desired by the
person
that you're with.
I would like you to not only, you know, do it with me, but want to do it with
right.
me. Like, reach your hand out and hold on to me.
So listen, ladies, sometimes you have to do a little acting. Don't worry about it. You do what they need.
Sheesh.
Give it to them. Give it to
too
them
much
good.
To ask? Mm. I mean, I can bring it to your hand if you need me to, but gosh.
Yeah, I don't want to get up. Just bring it over here. I'll do stuff to it if I don't have to move much.
God.
No problem.
Man.
Okay. It's time.
Rico.
Do you remember this song?
Oh, this
Hell
dude.
Yeah,
this was the dude back then, man. Gerardo.
Still the dude.
This needs to be
dude.
In there. You need to put that in.
Yeah.
He loved it. He started dancing as
I
soon
think
as
this
he...
is my new jam, Bryn.
All right.
I think this is my new jam.
Slap it out. Place more work for you, Bryn. More work
Boy.
Yuzette said he's a big record producer now. That's true. He's the one that brought Enrique Iglesias to Interscope.
Oh, whoa. Thank you so much.
That's big time.
That is big time.
That's big time.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Before we get into the big review of Shazam, just want to tell you horror film fans, Pet Sematary is coming out this week as
Ooh.
Well. Another remake.
Yeah. A remake of a remake. But they did a remake based on, well, they did a movie based on the book, and they changed a lot. Like, it's a little boy in the book. This kid, Gage.
It's
and
like
now
the
it's
double
a little,
remake.
Little girl. Yeah,
I love that book.
Yeah. Oh.
How was the original movie?
Not that great. Right. It was fine.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of a film called Shazam.
Yes.
Jesus, he's got it all.
That
he's got
is
all
a lot, isn't
speed
it?
Wow. So I put up a link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page that explains why Shazam can no longer be called Captain Marvel, because Shazam is the real Captain Marvel.
Right.
You're saying there's two Captain Marvels and the original one had to change his name?
We're saying copyright issues got in the way and the company that came up with Shazam got sued by the people that came up with Superman.
Right.
They had to fold and then...
But Shazam, the way that we know Shazam now, he was the original Captain Marvel. Oh. He was the first one. It's just that they had to take the name back at some point because, you know, Marvel and all that stuff.
Yeah. So Shazam is an acronym. Solomon. Hercules. Atlas. Zeus.
Whoa.
You got it? That's why
yes.
the guy said the
Gave
names.
Me the last two.
Oh.
What about the M? You're forgetting the M.
Achilles and Mercury.
Thank you. That's completed.
Wow.
That's completed. Shazam.
Shazam.
Boom.
You're welcome, everyone.
You really did peak today.
Glad I'm glad we clarified
all the names.
Is this a superhero movie I need to see?
Solomon.
There's so many.
Solomon. Hercules. Atlas. Zeus. Achilles. Mercury.
Boom. Acronyms are powerful.
Boom.
All right, everyone. This film stars no one. Like, right. literally, no one famous. The guy playing Shazam is a guy named Zachary Levi. And if you watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, you might know him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does he play in that?
He plays a guy named Benjamin. You know Benjamin?
Do you know Benjamin?
Benny? Nope.
All Just right. some dude.
Some random dude.
So in this film... The last wizard from the Council of Wizards is about to die.
Oh, no. Mm.
And before he dies, he must pass his powers onto a new champion. He is literally about to die. And the very last...
Did you just say Council of Wizards?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Boy.
Sounds great. I'm into Councils of Wizards.
Right.
And he's literally about to die. And the very last person that the Sparks find is this 12-year-old boy.
Oh.
And it's Jimon... Who's new? And he says, listen, it's either you or no one.
Right.
I'm passing on my powers to you.
Were you just trying to say Jimon Hounsou?
Hounsou, yes, correct.
He's playing a 12.
He plays the wizard.
Yeah, got it.
He plays the wizard that's going to pass on the powers.
So it does star someone we've heard of.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Rudy.
Yes.
This film has 0 stars in it. Did it work?
Let me tell you something. It did because honestly, leading up to the movie, I didn't know who the people were that I saw in the commercials, and that actually intrigued me even more because I saw the trailers. I thought the trailers were pretty funny, and the guy, I forget the guy who plays Shazam. I forget his name.
The grown man.
Zachary. But I spent time trying to find him because I swore I was like, I think I've seen him somewhere. I don't know where. But it intrigued me, the fact that I hadn't seen him anywhere. So going to the theater, I said, okay, this is my big introduction to the guy who actually plays Shazam. So I think it actually worked out great in their favor because it caused a lot of curiosity to not have any stars in the cast.
But the trailer doesn't look, it's like, oh, that looks dumb.
Well, so here's the thing. Shazam, the superhero, has to play the part of an adult who has the mindset of a 12-year-old.
Right.
So he's a nincompoop.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to learning how to be, because he has to learn how to become a superhero. So he's a 15-year-old kid, and when he says Shazam, he turns into the superhero. And so part of the movie is like going through the trials and tribulations of learning how to become a superhero. And that's where a lot of the humor comes from.
Like there's this one moment where he's with his buddy and the guy goes, hey, looks like you're bulletproof, but we don't know if it's you or the costume, so I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Right.
His friend says this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're trying to, it's in the commercial, it's in the trailer.
They're testing out his.
Secondly, in terms of special effects and cool gadgets and mind-blowing costumes, how was Shazam?
Look, man, clearly it's not going to be on the Marvel level when it comes to the graphics and when it comes to the cool, weaponry and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But again, though, you have to. I gotta reiterate this. The movie was so funny. There was so much humor involved that kind of like the lack of special effects and the corniness of it, it kind of added to the entire experience. Yeah, you know that Shazam, you see the costume, you see the superpowers, they're not really top notch, but that actually kind of adds to the charm of the movie because you know that they're not trying to be over the top. This movie has a lot of humor in it, and that really like lends itself to how funny the movie is overall.
Well, in terms of like the crappy special effects. So listen, when you go in this, like don't expect anything.
But they weren't terrible. I'm not going to sit here and say they were terrible.
Let's talk about the bad guys then.
Right.
How were the bad guys?
Well, there was one.
This movie is terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
You can't tell me. I just paid $10 and just took 2 hours out of my day. Don't expect anything.
No.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. This Shazam, the real Captain Marvel, is better than Captain Marvel.
Right, and the problem that we're having, and me and whom were talking about this earlier, the problem is that because it kind of came out, at the same time that Captain Marvel did, and it's going up against a Marvel-type movie, you're going to compare it to their evil guys and their special effects. But that's the cool part about Shazam. DC kind of went in a totally different direction. I think that was really brilliant of them. They kind of went in a totally different direction. This movie is funny. This movie is not that long. And, yeah, the corniness of the special effects and even the corniness of the bad guy.
How were the bad guys?
The bad guys were... I mean, they were a little on the corny side, but they were totally like generic.
Where do they look like they came from?
They look like they came right out of a Scooby-Doo episode. Yeah, because some of like the special effects are so bad. I was just waiting for like Shaggy to come up and be like Zoink Scoop, because they were that corny, but it worked though. You see what I'm saying? Like it worked because the movie wasn't trying to be over the top. It wasn't trying to match Captain Marvel or anything like that. It was trying to be itself, and I think DC did a good job of that.
Are there any other DC superheroes that make an appearance?
Well, there are, but I'm not going to spoil it. But that's actually a really cool Easter egg. I like that. I like the fact that they kind of pulled from the Marvel world and kind of dropped a little nugget for you at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say who it was, but I thought it was a really cool, twist to have this other DC superhero just kind of make an appearance.
Who are some of the DC superheroes?
So Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Aquaman, Superman. Yeah.
Where's Deadpool and all
that? Flash. He's Marvel.
He's in the Marvel world.
Oh,
yeah. All right, so there's a twist. There's a happy surprise twist.
Right.
Did it work?
Yes, it did.
All right.
Yes, because they didn't milk it. It was right at the end. You didn't see it coming at all.
Well, I see it now.
No, you won't see it coming. If you go watch the movie, you will not see it coming.
When it happened, I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you will not see it coming. And it worked because they didn't milk it, and it was right at the end. It was perfect timing, and it was actually a happy twist.
Anything else you want to mention?
I want to say this. The kid who played Freddie Freeman, who's Billy Batson's sidekick, he goes by the name of – his name is Jake Dylan Grazier. I just looked him up right now. But he was incredible because he was so funny. He brought all the levity. He brought so much of the humor. I think without that kid, the movie isn't really as as fluid as it was. But yeah, I just want to give a big shout out to Jack Dylan Grazier, because he was really funny, and I did not expect that at all. And I'm glad that DC put him in there, because he really brought a lot of levity to the film.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this: Shazam is like a poor man superhero,
right?
Like, don't expect anything except a lot of humor. I mean, it's just so funny. The movie is so funny. And it's something you could take your kids to. Like, you can't take your kids to see Deadpool. That's bad parenting.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's a lot of cursing.
This movie would have done great in 1985, but it's weird that in 2019, I think it's also going to do well. I love the movie so much that I'm hopeful that they're going to make a Shazam 2.
Right.
You loved it.
I did. I'm going to give it 3.5 versions.
Three and a half, and yeah. You loved it?
I did love it, yeah.
Shouldn't that be more like a 4?
No, in the superhero realm of films, it's just...
Comparing it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to compare it to the other ones.
So this is exactly what I'm talking about. The feeling that we have right now for Shazam, where I don't see too much amazement in anybody's faces, and it doesn't really sound like it's a super exciting movie. I'm telling you, when you go watch the movie, you're going to be surprised, especially if you're going over there to compare it to Captain Marvel in particular. I thought it was more fun and more engaging than Captain Marvel. I know Captain Marvel was like necessary for the entire Marvel universe and whatnot, but Shazam stands alone. Captain Marvel to me feels like a bridge movie, you know, and you're going to inevitably compare it to Captain Marvel. But overall though, I mean, you're going to be surprised when you get there. I'm going to undersell it, and I'm going to give it 3 piñatas, you know. But when you go see it, I think you're going to walk out surprised at how much you laughed and how nice the story was and the humor. I'm telling you, the humor in the movie, that's really what carries it overall. So I'm giving it 3 piñatas and full of Shazams.
Yes.
And just so many Shazams. But you're going to enjoy this flick. You're going to enjoy this flick. You're going to laugh way more than you expect. Don't think it's going to be like an over-the-top Marvel movie. It's not. They're trying to be funny. They're trying to hold back a little bit because they understand they're going up against Captain Marvel, and they're not going to compete with Marvel.
Right.
But that's why the movie stands alone, because it's got its own little feel, its own charm to it. Three solid piñatas.
Next week, everyone, Hellboy. We'll be reviewing Hellboy.
I'm feeling that one.
I feel like Hellboy's already been out.
Yeah, they made it a few times.
Okay.
They keep remaking.
But it's another one. It's another Hellboy. Sure. I mean, it's a reboot culture.
Great job. Rudy, I see here that the closest you're going to be is the Punchline Sacramento, April 11th and through the 13th.
Oh, yes, indeedy.
Tommy T's in Pleasanton on the 19th.
On the 19th. I'd love for you guys to come out. And if you want to come out on 420, I'll be at the Spice Monkey in Oakland on 420. So you know what that means. You know what that means, baby.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Great job.
Thank you, guys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, you didn't mean that.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
I always mean that.
Is that
you
right?
Guys, get a room already. Jesus.
What are you talking about?
He crushes on me, Sarah.
Yeah, but you encourage it.
Nuh-uh. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Good news, bad news. The good news is tomorrow's Friday. The bad news is it's going to dump on us. It's going to pour and pour and pour.
I'm ready for this to be the last commute in the rain, though.
Let this be the last. Yikes. What? Can you look at your app real quick? What does next week look like?
It's right here. Let me look.
I might have to get a ride tomorrow.
Yo, you should. You don't take any chances. It's a Friday, for God's sake. Yeah. Go to Studio G afterward, you know? No car to worry about.
Studio G!
According to this, in San Francisco, we've got a lot of rain tomorrow morning, and then there's a 20% chance on Saturday, but for the most part, and a 40% chance on Monday, then the rest of the week is clear.
So Monday's the last day. You're telling me it's over.
I'm not telling you any more stuff. Where this weather's concerned, I give up.
It keeps just as we think the atmospheric river is gone. Here it is again.
There's another one of them.
Well, listen, have a great day. Be safe in the weather. You know, weather. Oh, you got to watch out for that. And we'll be back here to party with you tomorrow morning.
Yeehaw.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.